The biggest issue on the doorsteps was the Waterford Airport. The fact that there's not something conclusive coming in that direction was one of the big thing that kind of spoiled or maybe poisoned the air for the Greens, I think, a little bit in Waterford East anyway. That was by far the biggest thing on the door.
Yeah. You were getting that on the doors?
Oh, on the doors, no question.
And was it the fact that Eamon Ryan, as Minister for Transport, still hasn't made a decision? Was it?
Obviously. Yeah. Because if that decision had to been a positive one, I'd say in the last month or the last 2 months or whatever, I'd say we'd be riding the crest of a wave in Waterford now as far as the Waterford Greens are concerned. The minister coming out and having a different ideas in his head than what the board was trying to push.
Are you blaming the minister?
Of course. Or perhaps the board itself, we should have been in more communication with him, right, to find out what he's thinking is.
Surely the minister is responsible, and he's an intelligent man. He should know.
I know.
You know, ultimately, by Eamon Ryan, from what I'm getting from you, Jody Power, by Eamon Ryan not handling this properly, has cost you your seat, or might cost you your seat.
Might cost me my seat. And I would say probably didn't do the other candidate, the Green candidates are in the region as well, any favours either, that's for sure. So we're looking now at the way the results are coming across the country. It looks like it's going to be just a Dublin-centric party from going forward if things go any worse than what they are right now.